Module 3, Information Gathering. The first step in the creative problem-solving process is to gather information about the problem. In order to effectively solve the correct problem, you need to know as much about it as possible. In this module, we will explore different types of information, key questions, and different methods used to gather information. Understanding types of information. There are many different types of information. The following list includes information you will need to consider when beginning the creative problem-solving process. Fact, opinion, opinionated fact, concept, assumption, procedure, process, principle. Facts are small pieces of well-known data. Facts are based on objective details and experience. Opinions are also based on observation and experience, but they are subjective and can be self-serving. When a fact and opinion are presented together, it is an opinionated fact, which may try to indicate the significance of a fact, suggest generalization, or attach value to it. Opinionated facts are often meant to sway the listener to a particular point of view using the factual data. Concepts are general ideas or categories of items or ideas that share common features. Concepts are important pieces of information to help make connections or to develop theories or hypotheses. Assumptions are a type of concept or hypothesis in which something is taken for granted. Procedures are a type of information that tells us how to do something with specific steps. Processes are slightly different, describing continuous actions or operations to explain how something works or operates. Principles are accepted rules or fundamental laws or doctrines, often describing actions or conduct. Identifying key questions. When tackling a new problem, it is important to talk to anyone who might be familiar with the problem. You can gather a great deal of information by asking questions of different people who might be affected by or know about the problem. Remember to ask people with years of experience in the organization and lower-level employees. Sometimes their insights can provide valuable information about a problem. What questions should you ask? The key questions will be different for every situation. Questions that begin with the following are always a good starting point. Who, what, which, where, when, why, how? Here are some examples of more specific questions. Who initially defined the problem? What is the desired state? What extent is the roof being damaged? Where is the water coming from? When did the employee finish his training? How can we increase our market share? Which equipment is working? One important source of information on a problem is to ask if it has been solved before. Find out if anyone in your company or network has had the same problem. This can generate great information about the problem and potential solutions. Methods of gathering information. When gathering information about a problem, there are several different methods you can use. No one method is better than another. The method depends on the problem and other circumstances. Here are some of the ways you can collect information about a problem. Conduct interviews. Identify and study statistics. Send questionnaires out to employees, customers, or other people concerned with a problem. Conduct technical experiments. Observe the procedures or processes in question firsthand. Create focus groups to discuss the problem. Case study. Julia was surrounded by mounds of paper and couldn't figure out how to approach the problem of organizing them into files for the next day's meetings. She decided to approach Leonard, her assistant, and asked if he could help her. He suggested they use the identifying key questions to gather information about the problem and figure out what the desired state for the filing would be. Julia and Leonard brainstormed the answers to these questions and were happy when they could figure out the best methods of organizing the paperwork and relieving that excess pressure and workload on Julia's desk.